I think it would benefit you to know that who you are is enough to fulfill your assignment. Who you are right now is enough to do whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing. And it's really important that you stop running from that, because if you keep running from it, you're going to keep gaslighting yourself into thinking that there's more that you have to do what it is that you're called to do. Now, what I'm not meaning to say is that you don't have to sacrifice or continue to grow or learn new things or even give up who you used to be to become who you're supposed to be. But what I am saying is, a lot of times we will continue to tell ourselves that we just need this thing and we just need this thing and I just have to do this. And we busy ourselves with doing things that are adding accessories and like qualifications that we don't necessarily need, right? And I'm going to use myself as an example, but I'll give a few other examples. It took for somebody to tell me, people don't care about your qualifications, they just care about the results that you can produce. To realize that as a person who has lived experiences of some sort, some more than others, but who also is gifted in articulating my thoughts and communicating with people, I can help people if I stop turning them away because I don't think that I'm eligible to help them. So, for instance, I often get a lot of people, very often, and I've turned a lot of them away. They say, "Hey, do you do one-on-ones? Do you do personal coaching? Can you consult with me and my wife? Can you help me personally with X, Y, and Z?" And I would always say things like what a normal person would say, "You know, I'm not a therapist. Here, I can give you some information to a therapist." And I'm not saying that I should not be relaying people to professional certified help. But what I'm saying is, the reason that people believe that I can help them is because I have helped them without having those qualifications already. Meaning, they've seen videos, they've heard me speak, they've seen me live by example, whatever it is. So they take note of the things that I'm aware of, the things that I know, the things that I practice, the things that I've taught them, and they deem it valuable enough to want to pay for help. And so I am not only inconveniencing myself, but I'm also doing those people a disservice by turning them away and sending them elsewhere because I don't have qualifications. And this is so important, and I think we really do need to learn this because some of us are being held back by just one more degree, just one more degree, and I'm going to be better, and I'm going to have everything that I need, and then I'm going to be able to do this. But I want you to know that there's so much that you can do without it. And I'm not telling you not to get the degree, but I'm asking you to consider whether or not that degree that you're looking at or that qualification that you're looking at is absolutely necessary to do the thing that you're supposed to be doing. Now, I am now in the content creation influencer space where there are things that I am still going to pursue professionally, but when it comes to what I do online, I have had to tell myself, and this is why I can resonate so well and tell those messages that I've shared, because the only reason that I've been able to get over myself and to tell you to get over yourself is because I did it first. And so when I say things like, you need to get a grip, when I say things like, you need to stop playing around, you need to stop acting like you need this special revelation or you need this special set of supplies to do the thing that you're supposed to be doing. I can say that to you, and I don't feel bad for telling you that. I don't feel bad for saying, girl, get up. Because I had to tell myself that, and I had to listen to it. Because the truth is, if you can reach people and you can touch them and you can get them results, then you already have what you need. If you're a person who cooks food and everybody loves your recipes and you feel like, oh, well, I can't write a cookbook and I don't have the right pots and I have to get the right camera set up before I know. You can actually just take this phone that you're listening to me on, because I'm pretty sure you're on your phone and not any other device, and you can set it up in your kitchen and cook. And a prime example of that would be if you go to my page, there's a salad recipe that I did, and the lighting was terrible. The lighting in this video was terrible. The sound was subpar. I wasn't super done up. I put a clear bowl on there and I made the salad in real time. The cuts weren't even that great. The editing wasn't great. My editing is never great. So that goes to tell you is not because of my expertise in content creation that people gravitate toward me. They actually care about the message. Because if you ask me, my editing is not that great. That's why I don't edit. That's why I do videos straight through. That's why I record YouTube straight through. I do very minimal editing. And so that video has over 4 million views, probably more now. I don't know. But I'm saying that to say you are holding yourself back, because if you know how to fry a chicken and you want to show people, if you know a bunch of salad recipes that can help people to lose 100 pounds, if you know how to do whatever, you can do it right where you are. You don't have to reach a finish line. You just have to be able to take people from where they are to like where you are, or as close to where you are as possible. And I think it's so important that we start to realize that, because we think that we have to be a polished, finished result before we can do anything. And that's what school teaches us. And I'm not villainizing school. I get so irritated with people and their feeble-mindedness when they accuse me of saying things because I don't have degrees or because I never went to school. But I actually did. I say this as a person who did go to school. And when I came out of that, and even looking to obtain another degree, I realized that we put a lot of reliance on the school system, and it pulls us out of our own ability, and it pulls us out of our own connection with God and what He says for us. We feel like when we get that degree, now I'm worthy. But there are things that you can do before you get the degree to help other people. You're a person before you're a degree holder. And in you being a person, in your personhood, you have certain experiences that will help other people. Let's say you're a single mom and you went to school. You didn't have help. There were days where you had to like bring your baby to school with you. She had to sit in class with you, or he had to sit in class with you. And you had to like pay whoever you could to sit for you when school was out or whatever. You have this story, right? And you made it. You graduated. And then you went on to do other things. And so now you're working in whatever field of your degree is. But you never tell that testimony. You never talk about that hard time. And it's not just about being monetized for these things. It's about the idea of give and take in the world and being a person who gives and inspires others. And I think that a lot of people believe that I'm so special and I'm just like this unicorn. I'm not. I just decided to start talking about my experiences because I know that I'm not the only person in the world that goes through anything. And so let's say you are that single mom and you never open your mouth to share that story. And one day you do. Do you know how many people will resonate with you? And it's not to be like, I'm a single mom. We don't need men. Da 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 da. Because I'm never one to preach those types of messages. That's not even a we don't need men. If anything, it shows you how hard it was for you without a man who loves you to be beside you while you did those things. So it's not about that. It's not about saying like, oh, I could do it without a man. It's about saying, look how God carried me through. Look how I persevered. Look how you can do the same thing, because He did it for me and He will do it for you. And it's so many of us that look for all of these magical things. We look for all of these experiences that are so noteworthy that we overlook the testimony that's right in front of us that we can tell other people about. And I think, again, it's not about saying that you have to always make money off of these things. But I do believe that we all have something that we can do. We all have some way that we can help the next person, or that we can do something to uplift the next person. But so many of us are so busy just trying to look perfect and polished and put together, or we're just so busy looking for the thing that we don't realize it's already there. And oftentimes the thing is something that people tell you all the time, but you don't think about it. Like I've mentioned before, my mom is always like, oh, you're the voice of reason. Like, you don't want to do anything wrong. You just want to see the good in everybody. You're always giving people grace. Like, she says that to me all the time. And for years, I didn't realize that that was like a gift or a thing that could help me with mediation and communication with people. And I see that now, especially now when I talk about things online, because I'm not very easily offended. There are things that bother me. There are things that annoy me. But as far as offense, I don't wear anybody else's personal attacks on me, because that's your business. That's between you and God. Anything disrespectful, wild that you say to me, it's going to hang in this space and it might pierce my skin just a little bit. But you're going to have to answer for that on Judgment Day, not me. You're going to have to eat those words. And so there's no real reason for me to be personally offended. And I've learned also This is also why it's important to read books in general. Like, I think I don't, like, I'm rambling at this point, but just hear me out. When you take the time to explore conversation, when you take the time to explore your own thoughts, when you take the time to listen to people tell you, like, what it is that you're good at, what it is that they admire about you, you will unlock something, and not in a way that makes you arrogant and boastful, but you will unlock something that allows you to service other people. And I bring this up because so many people, like, when I talk about money online, when I talk about just making content, doing the thing, just anything that's motivating people and inspiring them to do something, there's always somebody that's like, I can't do this because this is so hard. It's not that easy. This doesn't work for me. And the thing that I have to say to those people is that it doesn't work for you because you're greedy. And I'm not saying that to be mean, but I'm saying you are so consumed with your own problems that you're in your own little bubble, that you feel like, I'm so consumed, I'm too busy, I don't have time to look over here and help the next person. It's all about me. It's me, 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 me. I'm going through it. I don't have time to stop and help other people. That because you think like that and you're not servicing other people, nobody wants to service you either. So we're all naturally selfish. Let me give you an example. If people see me on their feed, and this is very interesting. People see me on their feed. Sometimes I'm marketing something, like, I don't want to say marketing, but sometimes I'm promoting something. But even when I'm promoting something, I'm not going to promote something to you that you do not need. That's just not something that I'm going to do. So if I'm putting a book in front of you, if I'm putting anything in front of you for that matter, it's because I think that you will benefit from it. I think that I learned something, I had a use for it, it was great for me, and now I want to share it with you. And some people, they're like, oh, well, you're just trying to sell something. Okay, yeah, I am. I do want a commission potentially for the thing that I have purchased myself or I have been gifted myself. But there are also things that I have not shared, right? And so even in the realm of affiliates, I'm going to share things that I think will benefit other people. And there are some times where I'm not getting any compensation for sharing the things that I have. There are actually times when I have so much to lose by putting myself out on a limb and sharing the things that I share. But even in that moment of me exposing myself or being vulnerable and transparent, I still do it. Because on the end of it is, this might make me feel icky. This might make me look foolish or less than perfect to other people. Silly people, might I add. Because the one thing that I will say is, people who are on a journey themselves of always improving and always seeking after God's heart, they're not busy degrading or condemning other people. They cast good judgment, absolutely. But they're not busy picking apart what other people are doing, especially when those people are behaving and acting righteously according to God. They're like, you know what? That was great. They might have fallen short, but they're going to get back up and keep going. And so when you give to people in that regard, this is going back to the original point, when you give to people in that regard and you allow them to feel something and you allow them to feel inspired through your story, they look forward to hearing from you. And so the reason I bring that up is because I'm trying to address this point that there's going to be somebody listening to this like, that sounds good, but woe is me. I don't have anything. I'm burned out. I have nothing. I'm broke. I'm doing this. I'm living in my car. I'm whatever the case may be. I don't know your personal story, but I'm trying to tell you that even in your suffering, there is something for you to give. And the problem that most of us have is that we are too self-centered to think about how we can service other people. And your life should be a continual service. I'm not saying that you should constantly put yourself on the back burner for other people, but even showing up as a mother and a wife, that is a service. And the reason that I can have these conversations and the reason that I tell people about grace and the reason that so many people who practice worldly beliefs and carnality get so upset with me is because I'm not doing anything to pander. I'm doing everything to please my Heavenly Father. So if He tells me that this is how I behave, I don't care what that man and those children are doing. I don't care what those people on the other side of the keyboard are doing. I am on my mission. I am on my assignment. And I am going to do what He said because I have an audience of one. Everybody else that's here and impacted, great. But as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing in the eyes of God, and then I take the gift that he has given me and I multiply it and I use it for the benefit of others, I'm good. I don't really care about negative feedback that's not contributing to me in a way that would be active criticism. And so if you're so busy holding on to your own excuses, holding on to the fact that you're suffering, you can't fathom how you can help the next person. And I said this to a lady, honestly, just before I blocked her, because I realized the back and forth that was happening with her, it didn't feel genuine. It felt like she was trying to attack me. And I also felt like it wasn't going to stop. Anytime a person comes under multiple videos saying the same thing, I feel like you're being a bully, or I feel like you're being deviant. And I'm not going to allow that, because it's exhausting and I don't need you coming to put your poison in this community. And so I said to her that she was missing out on the opportunity to see the uniqueness in her current struggle and how it could help other people. And this is what I mean. So let's say, like I said, the situation where you were a mom, a single mom, and you navigated that situation and you find yourself going through it. And it's hard. But as it's hard, you're continuing to do it. You got your car. You got your house on one income. You got the promotion. You've battled with having to say no to certain jobs because there's no way that you can pick up your baby from school and be at that job. There's no way. And so you have all of these things that are just life for you. It's just life. And it's just, you know, this is so hard. This is so hard. And I'm not negating that it's hard, but I'm saying it would also benefit other women who have survived or who have gone or going through the situation that you went through and made it out of if you open your mouth and speak. And that's what I mean when I say that who you are is enough to fulfill your assignment. Because when we hear things like that, you think I'm talking about like be a millionaire, be a 100,000-aire, go and build this business. That's not necessarily what I'm saying, because if everybody was a, well, actually that would still work. If everybody was a business owner, it would just be different. But if everybody were to go out and do all of these great things, the world as we know it would not be functioning, because if everybody's being great, then nobody's willing to work for people who's being great. There goes your McDonald's, because if everybody's being great, who's working at the cash register? Right. And I'm not saying, and this is exactly what I mean, because you hearing a message like this, you think that your regular job that you have that's paying your bills, you need to quit that job and go climb the mountain. And it's like, who's to say that you as a cashier are not meant to just speak life into the people that come into contact with you? These people are passing through your line every day. You see somebody that's normally bubbly and upbeat, and now they're really sad. Maybe you're supposed to pass them a word of encouragement. Maybe that's your gift. Maybe you have the gift of gab and you can actually help people and uplift their spirits. But the thing is, a lot of us are sitting on things and we're like, I don't know what to do. You do know what to do. Just start. Just start. And a lot of times when we say we don't know what to do, I don't believe you, because I know that when you say I don't know what to do, what you're really saying is I don't feel comfortable moving forward with the stuff that I have, because you do know what to do, because it's something that's naturally a part of you. Like I said, we all have this gift. So if you're a person who, like I said, the woman, the single mom, you don't know what to do, you do know what to do. Turn the camera on and start sharing your story. I'm a single mom and I just want to share this story. If you're a single mom and you're going through it, this is a story. I went through it and this is how I got from this point to this point to this point. And now I'm a nurse and I can afford to send my baby to private school. And I did have to do it by myself because the father of my child was not there. And you don't understand how that hurt and that scar and that potential embarrassment for you is empowering for the next person. And so it's really important that you get that in your mind. Like, who you are is enough to fulfill your assignment, whatever your assignment may be, big or small. But the thing is, it doesn't matter if it's big or small. It's, are you doing it? Are you doing it? Are you taking the gift that God gave you and you're just sitting on it? Or are you using that gift to empower other people, to grow it, to make it a part of culture, to influence people to do the right thing? One of the best things that I enjoy about this space of being a creator is hearing the feedback from people who are convicted and they're like, you're absolutely right. This stung. I'm not ready to address this right now, but thank you so much for sharing this. Why? Because it means that they got it. It means that they know how hard it was for me to have to say something like what I said in the climate of today. It's really hard to speak the truth and to say things because people are very easily offended. People wear their emotions on their sleeves, and it's very easy to get people worked up. It's very easy to get people to stir the pot. I've been bullied online. I just closed the app. You're not going to stop me from saying what I'm supposed to say. And I think the more you realize, or the more you embrace the fact that who you are is enough to fulfill your assignment, the better your life will be. I think sometimes we have stress from not telling our story, and we don't realize that that's the reason that we're stressed. We don't realize that that's the reason that we're burned out and overburdened. Open your mouth and share your experience. Give something to other people, whether it's through your time, your energy, the money that you have, the resources that you have, the voice, the story that you have. Figure out what it is in your life that God has blessed you with that is meant to serve other people. I've already spoken more than I wanted to in this episode, so I will see you next week.